Exegesis of the Holy Quran.
لهذا الإنسان شكرا للمولى الرحمن للمولى الرحمن إذ من بهذا القرآن بهذا القرآن بهذا القرآن.
In the name of He whose kindness lavishes upon us. Salamun alaikum. You have tuned in to the Call of Islam radio station. We have the honor of presenting you our programs from the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. In our program, you will be hearing a clear explanation for the Holy Quran. Previously, we said that the 23rd and 24th verses of chapter Al-Baqarah are about clear evidences regarding the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad. In the 23rd verse, God invites those who are in hesitation about the authenticity of the Holy Prophet's claim to make a chapter like those of the Holy Quran. Obviously, no one can do that. So everyone has to regard the Quran as a miracle. As a result, the Prophet who has brought this holy book is a real deliverer of God's message and should be followed. In this verse, Allah addresses all the people from all the ages and says, "If you are in doubt about what we have revealed to our servant, then produce a chapter like it, and call on your witnesses besides Allah, if you are truthful." In this verse, God not only invites people to bring even a small chapter like the Quran, but also persuades them to help each other. Moreover, in the following verse, God foretells the people with His all-encompassing knowledge that no one is able to bring even a small chapter like the Quran, and says in a more severe tune, "But if you don't do it, and never shall you do it, then be on your guard against the fire of which men and stones are the fuel. It is prepared for the unbelievers." The miracles of the Holy Prophet are not limited to the text of the Quran. There are different kinds of miracles, some of which are mentioned in the Quran. For instance, we read in chapter Al-Qamar that the Prophet made the moon in half for the people who asked him to offer a proof for his prophethood. In this program, we'll follow our previous discussions that were about the three basic beliefs in Islam, which are the belief in God, in prophethood, and in the Day of Judgment. In addition to a brief recap for what we said about the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, we will start to discuss the last one in which the 25th verse of chapter Al-Baqarah alludes to. Let's listen to the program which is hosted by Ayatollah Araki.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala 'abdina فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. As we discussed before, this part from Surah Al-Baqarah, which begins by the 21st ayah, the ayah number 21 يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. This part is the second part from Surah Al-Baqarah, which begins here and will finish in ayah number 25, five verses. These verses are telling us about the Islamic principles, Islamic main principles, which is at-tawheed, al-nubuwa, al-ma'ad. The first principle is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His existence and His oneness. The second principle is to believe in the prophethood of our Prophet Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as the last prophet came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide people. And the third principle is to believe in hereafter, the day of Al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive people, will recreate people in the day of Al-Qiyam to account them, to give people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did good deeds in this life, to give them good award, to send them to the paradise, and to give them a good, a best life, a best infinitive life, and to punish people who refused the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who turned away the guidance which sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who did a sin, a lot of sins in their life here, people who did not accept the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not accept Allah's instructions, did not accept Allah's approval. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down His holy book, Quran, upon His prophets, and sent His prophet to people, to educate people, to guide people. But if some people, in spite of the proofs that show this book came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this prophet came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this prophet is telling the truth, bringing truth for people, teaching people a good thought, a good act, is guiding people to the best goal, to the best life, but they refused all these guidance, all these books, all these instructions which came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the third principle. But here we have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned at first the proof which show people that this book is a right book. This guidance came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This prophet came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The proof which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayah number 23, and the proof which mentioned in the ayah number 24, as we discussed before, there are two proofs here, two evidences here. The first is فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are in doubt concerning what we have sent down to our servants, which means Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then bring a surah like it, a surah like one short surah in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, in Holy Quran, like Surah Al-Tawheed, like Surah Al-Kawthar, and invoke your helpers, your witnesses, besides Allah, should you be truthful, or if you are truthful. Here, the ayah number 23 that says, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. شهداء, the plural of شهيد. شهيد or شاهد, same meaning. شاهد and شهيد means evidence or proof. حجة, دليل in Arabic. وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ, call everyone who can help you to give evidence, one evidence, that show this book is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The evidence is to bring one short surah like Surah Al-Tawheed. Just four sentences or five sentences like Surah Al-Tawheed or Surah Al-Kawthar. You know that in Arab world, especially in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his prophet to the mankind, at that time a majority of Arab people stood against Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and started fighting him by every tools, by every thing at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling all people, not just that people, not just the Arab people at the time. He calls all people in all times, come and bring one short surah like this book. In the Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you cannot create a short surah or a surah like one surah from this book. You cannot, even if all people, even if all mankind, with all the type of creation, like jinn, if all these creations came together and put their power together, they cannot bring a short surah like Surah Al-Tawheed or Surah Al-Kawthar. This is a very clear proof, very clear evidence that proves this book
this Holy Quran is not created by mankind, by people. Created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Holy Quran came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first evidence. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this evidence, He calls all people to come together and bring a short surah like this surah, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And He says, if you are truthful, means that to be truthful, you need evidence to prove that you are truthful. The disbelievers who deny that this book is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot bring a short surah. They have not have any evidence that prove they are truthful. No, they do not have any evidence of that. Cannot bring any evidence that prove they are truthful. But Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Holy Quran has this very, very clear proof, very, very clear evidence that show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this book, and it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. This is the second evidence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the future no one, no any mankind can bring a short surah like the short surah from this holy book. If not, if you do not and you cannot bring a short surah like this book, then fear the fire whose fuel will be humans and stones prepared for the faithless, prepared for disbelievers. Disbelievers here, or the faithless here, that people who denied the truth despite of the proof that show this is truth, this book is truth, this book sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for people. فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة وعدت للكافرين وبشر الذين آمنوا. After that threat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a good news for people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who did a good deed in this life. He says, and give good news to those who have faith and do righteous deeds. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. That for them shall be gardens with streams running in them or running under them. Whenever they are provided with its fruit for nourishment, they will say, كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا قالوا, they will say, this is what we were provided before. هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل. And they were giving something resembling it. وأتوا به متشابها. ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون. In it there will be chaste mates for them, and they will remain in it forever. Here, the sentence of هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل. They will say, this is what we were provided before. And its translation is what I said before. This is what we were provided before. But we can recite this sentence in another way. We can recite the sentence by another accent. We can say, قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل. Then the sentence is changing to the question sentence. Is this what we were provided before? If we recited this ayah as a question, it means that whenever they are provided with its fruit for nourishment, they will say, is this what we were provided before? Because these fruits are the same to that fruit which were given before, because the resemblance between these two type or these different type of fruits, people says, is this what we were provided before? They are not sure. They think that this fruit is the same to that fruit which were given before, but it is new. It is new.
بشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها.
The sentence وأتوا به متشابها, and they were giving something resembling it, explains the reason of that question. Why they questioned and said, is this what we were provided before? This question is why that these fruits are resembling, these fruits are resembling the fruits which were given before. And they were given something resembling it. This is the reason of that question. In it, there will be chaste mates for them. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. And they will remain in it forever. These two sentences, لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, are mentioning the difference between the mates here in this life and mates there in the paradise. Mates in this life are not pure, are not purified. But the maids at that place, at the paradise, the maids are purified maids. مطهره ولهم فيها ازواج مطهره. In this life, the relation between two partners is limited because they have to leave each other. Because this life is limited. But in that life, in that place, in that house, the house of paradise, there is not any limitation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they will remain in it. They means the maids, means everyone with his partner, they will remain in it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to his paradise, to his house, the house of paradise. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ مُجِيبٌ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you for listening, and we invite you to be with us in our upcoming programs. We hope it will be a way for us and you to understand Islam in a more profound way and an approach to getting closer to God. Until next program, goodbye.
Say He's Allah, the only one. Say He's Allah, the only one. We all need Him and He needs no one. We all need Him and He needs no one. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. Nobody's like Him and He's like no one. Nobody's like Him and He's like no one. Say He's Allah, the only one. Say He's Allah, the only one. We all need Him and He needs no one. We all need Him and He needs no one. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. Nobody's like Him and He's like no one. Nobody's like Him and He's like no one. Say He's Allah, the only one.